This is TWiT.
The New York Times is reporting that after conducting an internal investigation, the U.S.'s Central Intelligence Agency, or CIA, has found that some of its officers improperly penetrated a computer network used by the Senate Intelligence Committee while the committee was working on a report criticizing the CIA's detention and interrogation program. The Times cites an official with knowledge of the investigation's findings that CIA officers created a fake online identity to gain access more than once to computers used by members of the committee staff and then tried to cover their tracks. A CIA statement issued today says that John O'Brennan, the agency's director, has apologized to the Intelligence Committee and will set up an internal accountability board to review the issue. The board could recommend, quote, potential disciplinary measures and, quote, steps to address systemic issues. Today, a federal judge ordered that Microsoft must comply with a U.S. warrant seeking email data on servers located in Ireland. Microsoft had previously appealed the case, arguing that a warrant issued by the U.S. doesn't have legal standing because the data being sought is stored abroad. However, a judge disagreed. At this point, it's unclear whether or not the person who owns this email that's being sought by the warrant is a U.S. citizen. But Microsoft is basically working to protect the data of its foreign users from the legal reach of the United States government. Apple and Cisco are just two of the companies that have voiced support for Microsoft's suit leading up to today's appeal. Microsoft is expected to continue to appeal, hoping for a win in a higher court. In other, the U.S. government is such a drag news, Twitter has been vocal that it isn't allowed to tell the public what kind of national security requests it gets from organizations like the Department of Justice and the FBI. The company's latest transparency report includes details that the company failed to get permission to share more details about requests concerning national security, for example, how many requests are made each year, and smaller sets of data that provide context to Twitter users. The company does say that its global requests for account information has almost doubled since last year, totaling to 2,058 requests from 54 different countries. Eight of those countries were filing requests for the first time, and that copyright takedowns and content removal have also seen increases since its last report. French telecommunications company Iliad has made a buyout offer for T-Mobile US, countering an offer by Sprint. That offer has been going on for months and would see Sprint and T-Mobile combine their businesses. Iliad offered $15 billion in cash for 56.6% of T-Mobile US. That works out to about $33 per share. T-Mobile US has confirmed it received the offer, but as for now, has no further comment. Now, Iliad has instigated a bit of a price war in France's mobile telephone market due to its very attractive rates. And the Wall Street Journal reports that it sees the T-Mobile offer as a, quote, one-time opportunity to enter the world's largest telecoms market, citing one of those people familiar with the matter. It has been a good week for social network earnings. We've got Twitter, LinkedIn looks good. In fact, LinkedIn reported its Q2 results, and revenue for the second quarter was up $534 million. That's what it was anyway. That's up since last year. And its earnings per share were 51 cents. That's higher than analysts' expectation of 39 cents per share on revenues of $511 million. Today's revenue numbers are up 47% over a year ago. The company has also added a new social functionality to its service. Millions of LinkedIn users now have a follow button, so users can broadcast activity to their followers, and you don't need to formally connect with them. It's a big shift for LinkedIn. Previously, the only way you could see another member's activity was to connect with them. That was a two-way link, which implied you both knew each other professionally and approved of one another's skills and reputation. Amidst a bit of an earnings slide this week, Samsung has announced plans to launch two new high-end smartphones in the next 6 months to boost sales and protect the company's lead in mobile phones. Samsung posted its first year-over-year drop in net profit in almost 3 years for the second quarter as competition squeezed the company's smartphone margins. Senior Vice President at Samsung's mobile communications business, Kim Hyung-jun, told investors on an earnings call that one smartphone model will feature a large screen and the other will be made using new materials.